Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield, adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown, 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
It's intercepted up the middle at the 20. Coming to the near side, 25. Then the player's hit. The ball's jarred free. Hurts picked it up. He loses the ball. The ball's rolling. Near sideline. Recovered at the 45. The Chargers have gotten the ball.
One of the hardest things for any quarterback to see is a dropping out defensive lineman.
NFL Network analyst.
It just kind of popped into my mind because I had read something a week ago or talked to somebody a week ago that just said something about how Ben had been influenced. I don't know if it's spending time with Mike or studying the playbook that we had or whatever. That
I think it was me. I think it was me on this
did
show.
Did you say it last
week? Yeah.
Did you say it last
week? Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Right. Come on. We've got an ongoing conversation. It's a give and take. It's a beautiful thing.
That's right. Okay, it was you.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes.
The Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Kurt joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
I am really good. How are you guys?
We are doing very, very well. The Bears with a very convincing win against Cleveland. And we've been talking a lot about the Packers game already because we're very excited about that one. But what did you think as you watched Caleb Williams and the Bears offense yesterday, Kurt?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I actually thought it was one of Caleb's better games. You know, they stay committed to the run game, and that's kind of become the strength of their offense. But they do it really, really well. And they allow the pass game to be a little bit more complimentary. But I thought Caleb played really, really well. You know, I didn't think he was making any bad decisions. You know, made some good throws down the field. I like the touch that he put on a number of throws. I mean, I thought it was a really good game. And again, it wasn't all about Caleb, and it wasn't about throwing for 300 yards. But I thought he did a really nice job of playing the game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And thought he showed a lot of accuracy. There were three drops, so the numbers would have been even better. So you've got some of that, and he was very confident post game and calm post game. So we factored that in a little bit. The one that some people are talking about as a possibly a bad decision, but he completes it, is what they called is the hero ball play.
The oh my God throw.
The hero post route where he throws it to DJ Moore high in the back of the end zone. But my God, what a throw and what a catch. Is that an ill-advised decision or not by Caleb? Up 14-3 at that point.
If it was me throwing it, it would have been fully ill-advised. I would have heard about that for an entire week. I have no idea. I mean, when you've got a certain skill set and you believe you can make certain throws, you know, is it ill-advised or not? Because, you know, he's made a lot of throws doing some things that for a lot of us would be ill-advised because, you know, we're not capable of them. Obviously, he was capable of it. He threw a touchdown pass on it. Dangerous, yeah. I mean, was it something that when I was watching it on film, like, okay, I don't really see what he saw that made him think I'm going to make this throw. But again, he sees it through a different lens because he's made different throws like that. Just not something that I would advise any quarterback to do often. But what a play.
It's always interesting to me, considering that he does have that level of talent and skill. How do you go about dealing with that as a coach when you know that your guy can make crazy plays, but you're kind of telling him, don't do it unless you absolutely necessarily have to?
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, you know, I've been very outspoken. I mean, I threw a lot of interceptions. And I threw a lot of interceptions because I trusted – my eyes, I trusted my ability. I trusted my ability to anticipate. And a number of them would turn into interceptions. But on the flip side, there were way more than that that turned into great plays and big plays and game-changing plays for my teams. So, you know, my coaches, for the most part, again, you know, I mean, I made some bad decisions without a doubt. And so, when I made a bad decision that wasn't based on, you know, something that I could explain or something that, you know, that I had done before, then of course a coach would come and say, hey, you know, we got to avoid these dumb decisions. And it's like, yeah, we do. But, you know, sometimes it was, I know exactly what you were thinking. I know, you know, I remember when you did this, or, you know, I see what you saw with this defender, or, you know, those types of things. You know, coaches having a pulse on that and going, keep doing it. Like, keep playing, like, because you know you can make this decision. And this time it didn't work out, but I don't think it was a terrible decision, you know, based on all the factors. And so I think that's how you always have to
to weigh those things. As a coach, you have to be, you can't just be results based. You have to, you know, so just like that, like you can't just go and go, just do that every time because it worked out. You can't do that. But by the same token, when somebody, you know, makes a good decision and you understand why, and it just doesn't work out, you got to be able to tell the, you know, the quarterback, like, hey, I get it. I see why you did it. Don't let that, you know, stop you from doing it the next time, because, you know, there's valid reasons for making that decision, even when it doesn't work out. And so that to me is always the balancing factor, is you have to realistically approach every situation and go, is this something we can live with because we know the why and we know what this usually leads to? Or is this something that's going to continually hurt us and we've got to make our decision on how to coach it or how to talk about it based off of those things?
We are fortunate to have an ongoing conversation with Kurt Warner, where sometimes we'll mention Mike Martz and then Kurt will tweet about Mike Martz and then he'll come back and we'll talk about it. And then in front of the media, one of the Bears beat reporters will ask Ben Johnson about your comments, Kurt. This was the other day when Ben Johnson was addressing the media.
I've met him a couple times and, you know, I've got a ton of respect for the guy. He's a guy, I remember going to dinner with him when I was in Miami, it was me and a couple other coaches, and he could just talk for hours, and you're just a sponge soaking it all in. He certainly believes in what he believes in. And when Bill Lazor took over at Miami, he kind of had this vision of bringing Chip Kelly's run game and combining it with Mike Martz's digit system offense. And so indirectly, I've been influenced by that digit system. We did it for a couple years. And so I do have a little bit of familiarity in terms of how he would coach some of that stuff. We brought him in and he's talked to the staff about it. So yeah, there are elements of that, but the root of this offense is we're more of a mutt. There's stuff all over the place.
So it's pretty fascinating that he is influenced by Mike Martz, if indirectly. You saw that on the tape over these past few weeks, and there it is in practice. What do you think?
Well, yeah. And again, you know, just like Ben says, you know, I think there's probably a compilation of things that go into the offense that he's built. And, you know, for me, it's plays that we ran, you know, so whether he was influenced by Mike and watching us or whatever with these plays, I mean, these aren't necessarily plays that are just unique to the greatest show on turf and what we did. You know, but it just reminds me, you know, certain elements remind me of a lot of the things that we did and we built. And so, yeah, I mean, I think all good offensive coaches, they do that. You know, hey, Mike Martz led one of the greatest offenses in NFL history. Let me talk to him. Let me see what I can pull from him. Let me see, you know, what aspects we can apply that go with my offensive philosophy. And then you sit down with the next great offensive coach and you go, okay, what do they do? And how do I build my own offense with maybe some influence of all these guys, but at the end of the day with, you know, a system that fits how I see the game, how I feel we need to best build this thing to succeed. But you take all of those different things, you know, Mike, you know, we'd go all the way back to Don Coryell is kind of where it started, and then Norv Turner. And so I think all great coaches do that, you know, that one day maybe we'll be talking about the Ben Johnson influence on everybody else. But I think great offenses are never just the design of one person, you know, recreating the wheel. And this is what we're going to do. It's taking and stealing things from other great offensive minds.
When he says it's a mutt, and as you describe it, I'm sitting here thinking about a formation they ran a couple times, once on the first DeAndre Swift touchdown with two tight ends in the backfield, kind of mirroring each other.
The inverted wishbone.
Like an inverted wishbone. It looked like something Greg Roman had done.
With Baltimore a couple years ago.
Right? Mm-hmm. It looked like some of that Greg Roman stuff, which probably goes way back other decades. Like that's a funky thing to mix in there to be paired with some Mike Martz stuff and anything else, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it is, but, you know, you see some of the best teams in the league. Like Miami is another team that, you know, I watch them every week, and it's less about their pass game and more about their run game. And that same formation showed up for Miami a couple times last week in their game. And, you know, the ability to create some different angles and you know, force the defense to, you know, to look at certain things, because it's almost like an overload formation, because you got, you know, two guys in the backfield on one side of the quarterback, and then the, you know, the back that could potentially go to that side. So almost like a four strong, and then you can wrap them back to the backside, and you can do creative things with the pass game where it's still passes that are in your system. You've just kind of doctored them up to make them look differently and to force the defense to have to adjust to what you do. And so that was a big thing. Like when I, you know, when I coached high school football, is, you know, every week, you know, we would change formations more than we would change our actual plays. And, you know, we would force the issue by, hey, we're going to give them this look that they've never seen before. Doesn't change a lot for what we do, because all guys are going to have their same responsibilities, but they've never seen it before. How do they react? What does it do? Does it allow us to steal a big play in the run game or the pass game? And so I think you see a lot of teams around the league that will do that and just change up the formations and give somebody something different that they probably haven't planned for. Or, you know, the other side of that is now the next team has to look at those two or three plays, and they're going to plan for that. And then Ben probably won't run those for 4 or 5 weeks while the other team's preparing for them, and they're never going to see it.
Kurt, while watching Shedeur Sanders yesterday, I walked away with some thoughts. And I'm like, you know, on the numbers look terrible, right? The three interceptions look terrible. But I walked away going, that ball he threw to Jerry Jeudy was great. He is really good touch for a young guy. I am wondering if he'll ever throw with pace on some of it. But considering the environment that he's in, if Shedeur were to come to you and be like, how am I supposed to work through this? Because it seems as if he is not being given, from a personnel standpoint, and maybe even from a coaching standpoint, the best environment to learn. So how should he go about learning?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think when you get to this level, and I was blessed to have a lot of really talented players around me, you know, at the beginning of my career. But you're less worried about the skill around you. Like that's not the factor that you're worried about. You're worried about, you know, having an offense that fits you, that you understand, that when you go out there to play, you know, regardless of if a guy's getting open or not, so to speak, I know what I'm supposed to do. You know, I know where I'm supposed to go with the football. I know what my read is supposed to be. I understand the timing elements of different things, and I'm comfortable with it, right? The plays make sense to me. The plays have answers, so I know where to go. And then if I come over to the sideline knowing I did the right thing, but my guy didn't get open, I can live with that, and I can grow, and I can learn as a player, and I can walk away feeling good about my performance. Just from the standpoint of you're seeing it, you're going there. Like, we need that guy to win. Yes. But you got through the process and you're there. And that to me is what growth is all about. We get so caught up with numbers and stats. That's never the most important thing for me with young guys. It's, are they doing the right thing? Are they getting to the right place? You know, are they consistently able to make the right kind of throw that's needed for a situation? And yeah, there are times where, you know, guys aren't surrounded by great talent. And so, so you have to weigh them, you know, with those other factors, and, you know, it's not like, oh, as long as I get to the right spot, I'm going to complete every pass. We're going to win every route. But that's how you grow, is, you know, you learn the game, you understand the game, you understand what you're seeing, and you're going through that process, and you're not always just hung up on results. As much as I get it, you know, we all want to have results, we all want to have good stats, we all want to win, like we all want that. But that to me was always a key, and it's a key when I watch film. You know, we've talked about a lot with Caleb. I want to see his eyes in the right spot. If his eyes are in the right spot and he's going through the process, even if he misses a throw here or there, I'm feeling really good about where we're going, you know, because now it's like, okay, the mental part of it's good. Now let's just clean up the physical part, and we've got something special. You know, and that's what I'm always looking at, because if you can slow the game down and play the game mentally, you always are going to have a chance. And so that to me is where you start and how you build something and how you grow and learn as a young guy.
Well, clearly Philip Rivers can still play the game mentally. How about physically? That was fascinating to watch. What were you thinking as you saw some of that?
Yeah, you know, I haven't gone back and watched the tape yet. I mean, I was watching as closely as I could on a TV copy because I love Phillip, and you know, I was pulling for him to just to have some sort of success. And you know, and obviously they had that. You know, I had a chance to win that game with just a couple minutes to go. You know, I think there are some physical limitations. You know, at least at this stage, right? You're coming back. You have 4 days of practice. You haven't been doing this. Like I'm interested to see what the uptick is and how much better and more in condition he can get physically in terms of throwing the football. You know, because it didn't quite have the velocity and the pace on it that we've seen in the past. But wow, I mean, to go in and even just manage things at this level after 5 years off, I thought he did a great job. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this thing plays out the rest of the season. But you know, very impressed. I can't imagine coming off a couch after 5 years off and playing in a game like that on the road and having that semblance of success.
Did the Colts call you? I mean, were you on the list of people that they got down to?
No, but I think, you know, when you hit that 50 barrier, I think it's like, okay, that ship has sailed. No matter how great a shape that guy stays in, that ship has sailed and he is done.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate the education. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.